A civil rights group is upset over a new non-lethal weapon that's being deployed at a troubled jail in Los Angeles County. The device shoots a beam of high-frequency energy, supposedly harmless, but extremely painful. The jail says it's better than using bullets and billy clubs to put down an inmate riot, but critics say the device may not be as safe as advertised. NPR's Mandalit Del Barco reports.
Locked inside the Pitches Detention Center north of L.A., officials showed off their latest tool for subduing rioting inmates. It resembles a supersized dental x-ray machine with a flat screen on top, and it works something like out of Star Trek.
You know, when they set their phasers to stun, they did that so that they didn't kill people. Well, that's exactly what this is that it does stun you.
Mike Bowen is a vice president of Raytheon Missile Systems, which built the device for the L.A. County Jail, a scaled-down version of what it designed for the military.
You know, I don't care if you're the meanest, toughest person in the world. This will get your attention and make your brain focus on making it stop rather than doing whatever you were planning on doing, so...
Riots are nothing new at this jail. The Pitches Detention Center has a history of bloody inmate violence, some of it recent.
A huge fight broke out at a Southland jail this afternoon. Authorities say up to 600 inmates were involved in the disturbance at Pitches Detention Center in Castaic.
The latest brawl between 200 inmates broke out 2 days after the Raytheon device was unveiled. Dave Judge, the operation deputy for the Sheriff's Department, says the machine is more effective than their usual methods. Firing rubber bullets and tear gas grenades.
This is tame. This is mild. This is a great way to intervene without causing any harm. The nice thing about this is it allows you to intervene at a distance.
He says with the remote control device, guards can focus on specific targets using a monitor and a joystick. Raytheon's Bowen says the device sends out millimeter waves, creating a harmless but intense sensation.
And it penetrates about a 64th of an inch under your skin where your pain receptacles are. So what it would feel like to you is if you just open up the doors of a blast furnace, you'd feel this wave of heat. You feel that immediately.
Oh!
Estrella TV reporter Andres Herrera was one of the nervous volunteers as sheriff's deputies had a field day testing the device on the media.
That's hot.
Brian Day from the Pasadena Star flinched from the pain and jumped out of the way.
First it's just a warmth, and then it just really starts to, it becomes an intense burning sensation real quick.
I'm going
to
try it.
Okay. Oh, ow, they got me in the face.
No, they got me in the neck is where they got me. Can you believe that? In the neck.
10 minutes later, I spoke to Dave Judge from the Sheriff's Department.
I can kind of still, maybe it's in my mind, but I feel like I can still feel this pain on my neck.
Well, you know, that's the mind and that's the memory. So you burn that sensation into your mind, which is a positive thing, because we want individuals to remember what this feels like so that if they are inclined to do something, they may think twice.
No, 3 years ago, the Department of Defense demonstrated a bigger version of the device. As a group of people pretended to protest, the machine was turned on. The protest was fake, but the sensation of burning flesh was real. Now Los Angeles has been given a smaller civilian version of the same device for free, but the ACLU says that's a bad idea.
We're going to use people in the jails as guinea pigs for some mega arms builder to test their device.
ACLU attorney Peter Eliasberg is asking the L.A. sheriff to reconsider using what he says has a potential to be a torture device.
These weapons are sort of always sold as safe. They're new, they're high-tech, they're safe, nobody gets hurt. Well, we heard that about tasers, and yet what we subsequently find is that, in fact, tasers cause heart attacks with people if they're repeatedly jolted.
Eliasberg says L.A. deputies have a documented history of abusing inmates, and he suggests a better solution would be to prevent the overcrowded conditions that triggered jail riots in the first place. Mandalit Del Barco, NPR News.